love having conversations where I contrast with the other person, meaning in our views, and they're able not to take it personally. I think there's a lot of growth to be had when you could talk to somebody respectfully and you have different point of views and you can agree to disagree, right? I mean, that's the essence of you growing as a person, to be exposed to different walks of life and to either embrace other ways of thinking that are better, or it solidifies your views. And I think that's something that I always enjoy. That's the phase in life that I'm in. And I think I will highly encourage people to do this, to especially when they're at a stage where they're already been married and have kids or are going through that path, to make the time to learn about themselves, to learn about who they are. Because I think that's something that's very important. If we find that self-fulfillment, finding out who you are and what you enjoy and what you love, and loving yourself at the end of the day, just truly loving who you are for all of your quirkiness, for all of your flaws, for all of your strengths. Like, you got to love all that you have to offer. And I think that one of the things that I do, obviously I have these conversations, and when people find out how eccentric I am with my views, when I talk about being in a level of solitude and being alone and being able to have a fulfilling life, in my opinion, like, I would say I've had a very enjoyable life very past few years, and I've totally enjoyed it. Like, I really can't say, wow, this would be better or worse. Like, I don't feel any sadness. I don't feel anything. Overall, I feel thankful. I feel very rewarded. Like, I feel I'm in a whole different level as far as the state of happiness and where I'm at. And you always run into people that are Debbie Downers, that are totally viewing life from a whole different perspective. And they get fascinated and they'll be like, wow, must be nice. Must be nice to figure it out, huh? And I say, yeah, it fucking is. And, you know, and it's unfortunate because you can't pass that on to someone. But I was in conversation with someone and they were telling me about how they prescribe to the notion that people can't be alone, right? As far as in the context of a relationship, I was like, well, I don't know about that. I mean, as far as, you know, you could go ahead and tell me that someone is happier if I keep saying that, if they have the perfect partner, because that's the reality of it. We know people, and this is one of the things I was telling her, you know, how the conversation went all over the place, but I was telling her, okay, you know, how many people you know in a relationship right now are spewing that storybook fairy tale that you want, that you desire, that, you know, all these women want, that you're holding out for? She says, none. I don't know anybody. I'm like, that's right. I know one. I know one out of, like, one out of 15, one out of 20. So what's the likelihood of that happening? So you're shooting for something that's unrealistic. And, you know, she was just telling me that, in essence, we are always afraid of being alone, that we don't want to, we're social creatures. I mean, look, I understand that. Like, we definitely like interaction. We like being around other people. But doesn't mean you have to be in a relationship. And I was showing her examples of, okay, what if a nun and a priest? What if they're truly, truly happy? What if a Buddhist? You know, there's people out there that are truly happy are not in relationships. And she's like, oh, that's crazy religion. You know, it's just throwing it all over the place. I'm like, well, you're not making any sense here, because you're saying that you're the exception to the rule to experiencing that storybook fairy tale. But then you're saying there's no exceptions to the rule when it comes to being alone and being in a great state. Because I was telling her, look, I found myself. I know who I am. I'm well aware. I love myself. And I think that's part of the growth that you got to have as a person. And it's crazy. It sounds like it's Tony Robbins shit, right? I mean, it does. But people don't buy it because they want to have someone else bring that happiness to them. Like, people sign up to the element of, you're not going to be happy unless you're with somebody. Like, your self-worth is based on your marital status. And that was something, in my opinion, that's brought by society. It's brought by the pressures of family circles and social circles. But, you know, I talk to people all the time, and they say, wow, I'm afraid of being alone. And I'm saying, what's the fear of being alone? We're going to die alone anyway. You know, people are going to die alone. You're not going to die together. What if that person dies? What if you guys are in your 60s and that person dies before you do? What are you fucking stuck, right? You're not going to go ahead and find someone else. Right, but I shared 30. Of course you shared the time. Right, but at the end you die alone. That's my whole point. And you can't depend on someone to bring you that happiness, that fulfillment of having a reason of living. And listen, this is what I was telling her. Like, right now my life is 9 out of 10. Now, If I had money, it'll be a 10 out of 10. If I was a millionaire and I didn't have to work, 10 out of 10. Then you bring somebody in. If someone is there that complements my life, then it's an 11 out of 10. It's even more amazing because that's icing on the cake for me. If somebody was that amazing, that awesome to hang out with, then yeah. And it makes my life is already fulfilled. I have my money. I already have my peace of mind. I have my tranquility. I have my self-awareness. Then yeah, you're a compliment. And that's what I was trying to tell this person. It's like, you can't expect someone to be your end-all, be-all, your one-stop shop to your emotional happiness. And, you know, and I read articles all the time about it. And, you know, people having that fear of being alone, it's like a baby syndrome, self-abandonment, you know, where people in relationships or people that are alone or people that fear loneliness are people that hand off their emotional needs, their financial needs. There's some sort of dependency they have on someone else to provide something to them, right? Or they want to exude love, they want to exude feelings so that to someone else. And I guess that's where I see the flaw in that, because I've always been self-reliant and self-sufficient. I had to be that way growing up. So I think that was the genesis for me to taking on that mindset of being alone, of being able to provide for myself, doing reverse parenting early, right? If you do all these things, you build a self-sufficient mechanism approach where you don't have to rely on anybody to work. You don't have to rely on anybody to provide for you, to experience life, to be happy. And then what happens along the way is when you have people, you know people, and they're doing their own thing, they're on their own program, then you realize that, hey, you can't rely on anyone but yourself. You can't. And I think that's where, you know, thankfully I was exposed to that early, in addition to being brokenhearted. And then you realize, hey, man, you have no one to rely on but yourself. And it's not about denying myself that opportunity to be with somebody. If it's a perfect person that complements my life, awesome. But as far as you having to concede and compromise yourself happiness just for the sake of companionship, it doesn't make any sense. Because at the end, how many people you know in relationships still feel lonely? Because they're miserable. Because they're not getting that fulfillment from their partner, whether it's sexually, whether it's emotionally. They don't, you know, we know so many people, but they're doing it because they're afraid of being alone. They're afraid to take ownership of themselves. Like, they're afraid of leaving because they don't want to be by themselves. Like, they rather be miserable. They'd rather be, settle for, you know, not being fulfilled than to be alone, because they feel being alone, no one is able to even provide anything for them, any needs. It's fucking nuts to me. And, you know, you provide your happiness. You provide your state of being. And I went out to tell this girl, look, I mean, I feel life is great. I exercise. I do hobbies. I play basketball. I'm always staying busy. There's not enough time in a day for me to do things. I take on new challenges. You know, just recently, I'm going to start doing video editing and stuff like that. I love doing these things. You know, there's meaning to all of this for me. Purpose. Having a purpose in life, finding a purpose, no matter how simple it is, when you're finding a goal, when you're finding things you want to achieve, you know, it makes life awesome, fulfilling. And it's not something that you need someone to be there holding your hand and be there supporting you. You support yourself. You provide. And I'm telling you, and this is what I was telling her, is that when you do that, when you go in-house and clean it up and you take care of yourself and you're in a good place where, wow, like I'm in a zen feeling, really good state of mind. Then you could be good to someone else. And with her, she was a self-described Debbie Downer, complainer. And I said, yeah, that's what my last person told me. I said, yeah, exactly. I could tell. Like, you're really a person that's finding a reason to not be with someone. You know, you're trying to find a flaw. Hey, if that's the way you want to live, by all means. I live with my mom. God bless her heart. But I know that energy all too well. And I've been with other people. Again, I don't want to, you know, go on that list, but I've been around people firsthand. They just are always, the moment you're around them, all they do is complain. All they do is bitch. All they do is find something to stress out about instead of saying, okay, let's compartmentalize that. Let's work. Fuck it. let me go do something fun. Or if it's that stressful where it's affecting you at your home environment, you need to get the fuck out of there. Get something different. Fuck the money. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the benefits. Like, if my job was stressful like that, I don't give a fuck. I'm out of there. You know, there's no price on peace of mind and being in a good place. So going back to just the loneliness aspect of it, I just find it fascinating when people don't understand that when you're a person that cries about being alone, it's because you don't know how to fulfill yourself of your needs emotionally. You don't know. You haven't even tried. You haven't even tried to put yourself in a level where you look at yourself in the mirror and you love who you are and you don't need that. What's the word I'm looking for? You don't need that confirmation from others to tell you that you're a good dude. That you don't need a partner to tell you that. You don't need someone to be there for you. And that's what happens when people are the loners, right? Not loners, but the people that are afraid to be alone. They go ahead and want to be in a relationship. The moment they're out of one, they go back into one. And they control. How do they control? They control by being jealous. They control by always having tantrums, by just being clingy and needy, because that's their way of making sure you don't go anywhere. Once they have you, you're in. And they're doing everything in their power to keep you because of that fear of being alone, a self-abandonment. So, you know, and I've read articles about this. It talks about, you know, at the end, you got to work on yourself on that. And it takes time. Like, you got to find a way to understand that, you know, the way you go about living life is your journey. It's your path. And if someone's there, they're a compliment to it. And then if you are thinking along the same lines and the same page, same wavelength, then it becomes an even amazing experience. So what I was telling this person was, hey, I'll totally understand where you're coming from as far as if the person, I would be a fool to not invite someone that's amazing, that complements my life, and I compliment theirs. And we understand the element of balance. We're like-minded. We're connected in a personal, emotional, and sexual level. Yes, then I'm in. I mean, why wouldn't I invite that? But like I was telling her, it's like, if I find someone along the way, great. If not, great. But I have to enjoy this journey of life. You know, I can't deprive myself of not traveling. I can't deprive myself of doing things because I don't have anybody with me. Like, there's no one there with me. So therefore, my experiences are going to be less fulfilling. No, they're not. It'll be more fun if the right person is there. But if you were somebody that you really don't connect with, you know, and I've been there. I've been there in relationships where, you know, you're not really there, fulfilled. But you're just doing it because you need somebody, because you want to have company, right? I mean, that's what a lot of people do. They settle because they want that company. It overrides that loneliness. Even though they're lonely with someone, because they're not being fulfilled, it's like, well, I have somebody, so it's better than nothing. And I'm like, no, like, you need to work on yourself. And you need to get, that's why I guess I can muster up courage to disconnect from anyone. Because at the end, they don't provide that for me. They're a compliment. You know, it's like a car. Like, I already have a car. You know, if I add something to the hood, you know, if I, any attachments, any additional things are great, then enhance the experience. But I don't need it. You know, like, I don't need it. I'm fine driving the way I do because I know myself. I'm happy with myself. And I tell this to people all the time. When you find yourself, and it's something that people don't have the courage to do. They really don't. They really don't want to say, man, let me find out how I'm happy, how I can be happy without anybody in my life. Like, let me find out how I can go about doing that. And they don't want to take that step. And luckily for me, that was forced for me to do at an early age. Like, I had to figure that out. So, you know, I always laugh at the people. I really do. When they talk about, well, we can't be alone and no one wants to die alone. It's like, lady, I mean, you're lonely in a relationship. You're lonely with someone. You know, how many unhappy people do you fucking know that are in a relationship? Miserable. Not being fulfilled. It's more common. It's like, if you want to ignore it and you want to leave hope and live in that fantasy world, by all means. You know, I always go back to this, man. I wish I could have been Spider-Man, you know, having that agility. But you realize when you wake up, that's not true. Some people experience it, but it's few and far in between. The only thing you guarantee is yourself, your happiness. And make sure that whomever's in your life understands that. And they also feel the same way. Like, they're happy with themselves. And I'm telling you, because I've experienced this. I have. It's like when you're a person like myself, where you're independently fulfilled, who you are, self-aware, and the other partner, the other person that you're talking to or you're with, feels the exact same way. Like, they're all about living life, being independent emotionally, but they just want a partner, like a partner to complement them. Then it is fucking amazing. But as far as you saying, okay, I need a relationship to be happier, or I don't want to be alone, you're going about it the wrong way, and you're going to have a lot of heartaches. And you're never going to understand until you're in the deathbed that, hey, at the end, we all die alone, man. Nothing you could do about it. It's a guarantee. So you have to embrace it. You have to learn how to be self-sufficient, man. And more importantly, enjoy the journey of life in your path. And don't worry about whether someone's there with you or not.
I said, baby, I'm thirsty. And I just need you to hold me. I ain't afraid to be alone. I'm scared to death of being lonely.